Follow me at Princess Shank for show dates. Come into San Diego with Kim. I don't know when this is coming out, but March 19th. And yeah, you know where to find me.
Welcome to This Bitch with Sarah Wineshank and Kim Congdon.
Let's get into this episode. It's been a fucking week. It's a lot of crazy shit's been going on. I don't know if you've caught up.
What?
Tell me if you're caught up, because it is good and is juicy. And listen, if you're listening right now, don't turn this off, because if you don't know about the drama is actually good. What? The Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber drama. Are you in on it or are you out?
I know about the eyebrow thing.
What eyebrow thing?
Okay, tell me what you know.
Okay, do you know, Xavier, what's going on? Okay, start pulling up just so we can have some context. Hailey Bieber stalked Justin Bieber. We don't have to put it on the screen right now, but like
Hailey Bieber stalking Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Okay. So Hailey Bieber is Justin Bieber's wife. They've been married for like 8 years, I think. And before Justin Bieber was dating Hailey Bieber,
he was dating Selena Gomez.
That was like his first love. They dated when they were really young and it was super cute. But towards their end of the relationship, it became this kind of love triangle where he kept breaking up with Selena, being with Hailey, breaking up with Hailey, being with Selena, and going back and forth. And then finally, after him and Selena broke up for the last time, 2 months later, he married Hailey Bieber. That's why in the Selena Gomez song, Lose You to Love Me, she says, like, it only took you 2 months to replace us. Like, it was easy. And people think, also pull this up, people think that they have been communicating back and forth through song for years.
Bieber
and Selena Gomez. And if you put the songs together, they are, like, talking to each other. And it's, like, this super romantic thing that's happening where, like, they can't be together, but they sing about, like, the ghost of each other, Lose You to Love Me. Justin Bieber put out the song Lonely, you know, the one where he goes, I'm so low, lonely. Crying. He put that out 3 years after he was married to Hailey Bieber. And they're saying that Hailey Bieber is just his visa. In the Drake song, it says, Ariana, Selena, my visa. He's like listing the girls, and he lists a girl after Selena as his visa. So people are saying that they think Hailey Bieber is like Justin Bieber's visa. But the sleuths over at TikTok have uncovered that Hailey Bieber actually was a hardcore fan and stalked Justin Bieber in order for them to naturally meet for years. And now they're uncovering all this crazy shit, like footage of her watching Justin Bieber on the red carpet behind Alec Baldwin. And you see Justin Bieber come by and she like zooms past him. Another girl that's like a super fan released DMs from Hailey Bieber because they used to talk and try to figure out where Justin was. And she'd be like, I'm going to the hotel. I'm going to go have lunch and maybe he'll run into me. And it's like this whole thing. So now he's married to this girl that like manipulated the whole thing. Now, Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift are best friends.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift put out that song called Mastermind.
Yeah.
And that whole song is about a girl.
I know the Mastermind song.
About a girl who was a mastermind and tricked a guy and it was all in the plan.
Right.
And they're finding things of Selena Gomez like reposting it and saying, yeah, she is. So they think that Taylor wrote that for Selena about Hailey Bieber, Justin drama. Isn't that good? And now a bunch of people are just shitting on Hailey Baldwin or Bieber or whatever. Yeah, and look how she used to tweet about them. I don't care what anyone says, but Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez together is the definition of a teenage dream. Hashtag word. And she used to tweet like how cute they were together and how obsessed she was with Selena. Now, can you Google Hailey Bieber copying Selena Gomez? She copies her. Have you seen this?
Did you see the eyebrow thing?
No, what eyebrow thing?
Okay, so like Selena Gomez had her eyebrows laminated, you know, when they make them go like all up like that.
Yeah.
And they turned out bad. They turned out shitty. And then a fucking Hailey Bieber and Kylie Jenner posted something making fun of like of their eyebrows, making fun of Selena.
Oh, yeah.
Being mean.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm like, these bitches are mean.
So Selena Gomez puts out a cooking show. Hailey Bieber puts out a cooking show. Selena Gomez gets a G tattooed on her finger. Hailey gets the same G tattooed behind her neck. Justin Bieber also has a tattoo of Selena Gomez on his wrist. And you can see in every picture he's with Hailey, he's trying to show it off and she's trying to cover it. Like a lot of times she'll cover his wrist. And it's like just so bizarro. Like she wears all the same things as her. If Selena Gomez wears a red dress on the red carpet, the next month Hailey Bieber wears a red dress. It's like 4 years she's been copying, but she already won, which is the crazy thing.
She's single white female.
She's single white female.
But this is the other thing.
Go to images. Maybe there something
this,
comes up in
there
images.
There is these clips of Selena talking about the best way for her to express her love. And then there was a clip of Hailey saying the same exact words that Selena said. Like, she stole her bit, dude.
Yeah, look at the tattoos. Selena's J behind her ear and look at Hailey's J behind her ear. Like, it's like...
For Justin?
Yeah, and it's not even secret at this point. It is, like, very, very obvious.
Similar dresses after each other.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like very, very constant, whatever. Oh, and then can you look up this one last image? Justin Bieber tattoo wedding day. On their wedding photo, has his arm around his wife's waist and he's lifting his own. Oh, where is it? He's lifting his own sleeve up so you could still see Selena in the picture.
So do you think Justin Bieber's in love with Selena? Like, yes. What's your vibe on this whole thing?
Yes. And I'm like so into it.
I want them to end up together.
I want them
Is
to
Is that mentally ill?
No, I want them to end up together too. It's so sweet. They love each other so much.
Well, but how do we know? You think Hailey is just a fucking manipulative bitch?
I think so. Go up a little on the right hand side. Oh, it looks like that picture, but it's not. But yeah, he's like literally lifting his wrist so you could see it in the wedding photo.
But do you think she even cares about, do you think Gomez even cares about Biebs?
I think she does.
You do?
Yeah.
Cause like,
but I think
when
she's just so fucking done that he got married. Relatable. Sweetie, I'm not going to say I'm not someone's Selena Gomez.
We're all someone's Selena Gomez, sweetie. Some days you're Hailey and some days you're Selena.
No, I'm not Hailey. I never want to be Hailey.
Take someone's man and become them?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's so weird. But they love each other. It's very sweet and I want them together. Have you seen Hailey Bieber chasing Justin and she falls? He just leaves her all the time. He slams doors in her faces.
What?
I mean, there's this whole thing about them. Hailey Bieber chasing falls, just put falls. This is how Justin treats her. He like does not like her and it's very obvious. There's just a bunch of videos.
Been there before.
Of shit like this. Is there sound?
Yeah, let me go grab the remote.
I've literally been there before.
Where you're like chasing a guy and he's running.
Where I'm running and they're chasing after me.
I've been chasing a guy before
I've been chasing.
Maybe I've been more Hailey than I realize.
We've all have a little Hailey in us. There's a little bit of Hailey Baldwin in all of us.
Oh no.
Dude, if you look at your chick's eyes in the light when she's mad, you'll see a little bit of Hailey.
Yeah, there's a little bit of Hailey. Look at this. The Paps is crazy. They're in New York City. They're just trying
like
to get
Times
through.
Square.
Look at Justin with the skateboard.
Okay.
You wouldn't even think he had a wife with him the way he's acting.
No, he's acting like a feral ass man in the New York streets.
Yeah, look. He goes through a hole in the fence and then just fucking dips. And then look at his dumbass wife. She's just always doing things
Go
like
ahead.
This.
Don't fall. Oh my God.
And chasing him. He just left her. I mean, constantly. There are videos of them live, and she's like taking questions from the audience. And she's like, babe, this person asked, is it true that behind every strong man is a strong woman? And she like looks at him, hoping that he says yes. And he goes, I guess, because like we all have a mom. Like he like fucking hates her. And then they cut to like videos of him and Selena and he's like kissing her and closing his eyes and like breathing her in. It's so fucked up, dude.
This is my nightmare.
Yeah, me too.
Is this not your nightmare?
Yes.
You have your love, then some psychopath stalker manipulate
with a nose job and whose dad has money. That's what happened. Her dad had money, so he could like she was like at all the press events that Justin was at. I mean, it is creepy.
It's all creepy.
It's creepy, but I'm invested. I'm fully invested. Being a teenager is fucking
embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. It's a lot. And speaking of being an embarrassed teenager, Sarah's brought us a little gift today.
I have a few gifts. Now. Oh, wait. This one's the more juicy one, I'll tell you. But we can go into that one.
Sarah found, you were rummaging around your parents' basement the other day. And
I found it.
And
notebook.
I will say that my old podcast, we did something like this, a little ode to broad topics. We did bring up diaries, and it is such a fun thing to do. And I've been wanting to get in Shanky's for a while.
No, I'm scared.
And Shanky find her high school diary. Can I just pick a page?
Yeah.
A random page and read? Are you nervous?
I am, because I don't know what's in here.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. So there's like a lot of like.
It's like scrap.
Badass boys? Question mark.
And it's William and Harry.
And then it says, look who's a badass, and it's pointing to William.
No.
Yeah. Not you picking out bathing suits. She's a fashion queen from the beginning. Sniff. Okay. I can't wait till summer. I want to be that skinny. Oh, that's sad. Relatable. Okay, so let's see. You had a lot of cutting and gluing here.
A lot of copy and pasting happening.
Let's see what's going on, Shankies. A lot of, what is this? You have an envelope stuffed with things.
What does that say?
It's someone's phone number. Oh, here's a note.
Did I write it or did Megan write it?
I don't know.
It's either me or Megan.
Okay, let's see what's going on. Oh, it looks like back and forth shit.
Yeah. We would like write past each other the notebook and then take it into class.
Yeah, this was the OG texting.
Yeah.
Jackie, hey, baby.
What?
Oh, this isn't you. I want to see one you wrote.
Let me see.
That's not you. That's Megan.
This is mine.
The bottom one?
The crazy mentally ill looking handwriting is mine.
That's weird. On your birthday is our 1 year anniversary of knowing each other. Because I called you last year on your birthday and we haven't written our M&M notes with questions and have done our religious boredom drawing lately. LOL. I still have your pics and doodles. Well, you lesbian?
Sounds like it.
This summer for me is crazy. Chem, summer school, Hawaii, maybe New York, I hope. You have the same goals.
Wait, no. Did I write all of this?
Yeah. I hope.
I didn't camp. Camp?
Yeah. Something Crespi, too much.
Oh, Crespi's the all-boys school.
Oh. Diversified at Crespi, too much. That is definitely you. You would say that.
What?
Too much. We have 2 years together, KK. So what's this I hear? You not running for office? What are you, a politician? What's going on with high school Shanky? Shit. Dark. No, don't ask. I don't know. How's school, like, etc. Well, it's Friday. Woohoo. Love ya. It's fun with our group. Love, Sarah. Not Sarah.
I don't remember any of this.
She's Sarah, sweetie.
I don't remember any of this.
So you were unwell.
No, yeah, always unwell.
This didn't make sense, but did any of us make sense in high school, really?
No, none of us really made sense. There's a detention slip my friend got for getting her phone taken away.
Hold on, I want to see, like, the entries. I want to see a diary
entry.
Okay,
like, this one, hold on. If you go here, my friend got her cell phone taken away, and I drew in class, and look at the cell phone I drew.
I see it.
It's like a dinosaur antenna. Okay, that's me.
Uh-oh. Oops, I did it again.
What?
Oh, you're naughty.
What did I do?
That's what you started with.
Oops, I...
What were you suckling on?
Uh-oh.
Ha, ha, ha.
No.
Oops, I did it again. Hey, Megs, how are you? Have you talked to Brian Lates? I think I made a boo-boo by telling JP you know what yesterday. What did you tell JP?
I have no idea. I was obsessed with JP.
So now I don't know what to do. Maybe we'll just be friends with benefits. Oh, my God. We'll see with the O face.
No.
Uh-oh. What did he say when you talked to him? Being friends with benefits might be pointless considering he doesn't like me and just wants action. Aw. Confused. Love ya, Sarah.
No.
Not you signing confused.
Not confused.
You were doing it like a talk sex with Sue Johansson post. Signed, Sarah.
Oh, these are the good guys and then those are the bad guys.
Oh, shit. Red cheated on Lauren. Not good. The big sex talk. Smell this. This is kind of a cute little notebook back and forth between you and your friend. Let me see this one.
This one's a different friend group. I have different notebooks for different friends.
Oh, man. I'm wanting to see your bad shit. Did you guys talk about bad shit?
Wait, read these. I cut out pickup lines and...
I lost my teddy bear. Will you sleep with me? Not you saying that to an adult man when you're in high school.
Look at all the pickup lines. They're all so corny.
Excuse me, do you have a Band-Aid? Because I scraped my knee when I fell for you.
I can't.
I hope you have a library card because I'm checking you out. Your tag says made in USA, but I could have sworn you were made in heaven. These are fucking horrible.
No, I know. Is your dad a terrorist? Because baby, you'd a bomb.
Oh, that didn't age
this
well.
One. How do you like your eggs? Poached, scrambled, or fertilized?
Ew. This is all disturbing. It's just like a bunch of, like, you could tell Sarah liked doing chores even in high. You would think that her diary's juicy. It's just a bunch of work. So this girl's been working forever.
I'm
telling you, she's describing what percentage of males are hot, which ones are juicy. What happened here?
That was a bad day. Oh, these are questions to ask boys to get the conversation started.
Coke or Pepsi. That'll do it.
Hey, baby, Coke or Pepsi.
These would actually work on men still. Would any of these would work on you? Do you like peanut butter or jelly? Hey, do you like, what's your favorite? Sunrise or sunset?
Is that on there?
Yeah.
No.
How about this? You're hungry. You're hankering for a snack. Cracker or Cheez-It?
Who would ask
a guy that?
Me.
What's your favorite color? Oh, she's different.
Oh, she's unique.
Which feature do you most look for in a girl? Oh, not you trying to conform.
What do you most look for in a woman?
If you could be a celebrity, who would you be? That's actually a good question to ask a guy. It's a very telling question. Xavier, if you could be a celebrity, who would you be? And don't think about it now that we said it was telling. Tell us the story.
I really don't know.
Any celebrity, you're like, I want to be that guy. He lives a good life. Or girl. We're not judging you.
I really don't know.
Beyonce seems
like she has a weird life. She has to fuck Jay-Z every night, and he's like, looks like he has like lip crust all the time.
But she's like in love with him.
I know.
She's like, that's my man's.
She's in love with like the power of getting him and like conquering him, I think.
And do you think he feels the same way? Now that we're doing
this. Yes,
I think that
they're both like
sick.
Deep, yeah, deep they're sick.
Power hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, and
they're
both
like, we're the king and queen of music.
They're both obsessed with each other's title. And they're like, we've done it. This only works. Have you ever seen a couple that's just together aesthetically? They're like that. They're like not in it for like the chemistry. I don't see them having a bunch of chemistry. Do you?
I think they do. Because I don't think there's any way, like, to me, there's something that's like kind of hot about the toxicity of their relationship where she's like, fuck you, it's over. You better call Becky with the good hair. I'm releasing this whole album.
Oh, yeah, you're
right. And then
right.
She releases it, and then he comes back, and he's like, and she's like standing by her mans, and it's all in like the songs. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, when Lemonade came out, I almost lost my fucking mind. I was losing it. When that dude. Album came out, I was like, this is what music is made for.
For dragging men.
For
dragging music is made for dragging
yes.
men.
Yes.
Beyonce, if you're going through a breakup, you got to listen to Beyonce.
Yeah.
Oh, I was obsessed with Dippin' Dots.
Let me tell you, Sarah was a loser in school. Sarita.
I didn't write that. That was from my friend.
But just what you guys were talking about. You guys were just so, like, too, you're like, I'm bringing in my dirty diary. And you're like, you're getting lemonades with your friend after school. It's like, what do you want me to read to the people, Sarah?
I thought it was going to be more interesting.
You guys ate Dipping Dots. Is that what you want me to tell the honeys?
Yeah, tell the honeys. Wait, no. Okay.
Sarita, I have no clue what I'm wearing. How much money are you bringing? Bus partner, right? So we should do something tomorrow night. What do you want to do? Good job answering the question. Window. Oh, my God. We have to go on a jet stream first tomorrow, okay? That would be really fun. And
this is boring.
And Gold Rush. We also have to do the ride. So are you really calling Lincoln tonight or not?
Oh,
we don't even have
his
number. So who were you on the phone with yesterday? PJ? And he called you Jamie? That sucks.
No.
Not PJ calling you the wrong name.
No.
PJ called you the wrong. A man named PJ did you wrong?
Ugh. These things.
Well, I'm really interested in these. How did the code work?
What code word? It was like, okay, Lincoln, because his screen name was something Lincoln Park.
Okay.
So we called him Lincoln.
Very sneaky. He would never know it was him. That's the way
to
do it.
It was more so that other girls wouldn't know, because I went to an all-girls school. So other girls wouldn't know what boys we were talking about.
Because there were so little boys that if you said one was even kind of hot, they would all be like, wait, well, on him. Because that's what it is, really. When you're dating, it's like a guy doesn't have to be handsome. He doesn't have to really have any good qualities about himself. Like, he could hit women and smell, but as long as, like, an attractive woman likes him, everybody else is like, there's something there.
No, it is true. There is the hot girl effect, where a guy who you wouldn't have looked at twice, when they get into a relationship with a hot chick, you go, oh, excuse me. Did I overlook
a diamond in the rough?
Well, because you look
that
at that hot
in front of my face the entire time.
You look at that hot chick and you go, well, she can stomach it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, if she can fucking stomach it, I could do. Maybe I am too picky.
Yeah.
I'm over here, an average 7 in LA, fucking turning men down with good jobs, 9-to-5ers that these whores are taking.
I know.
So maybe there is something to that.
But do you think it works the opposite, like men and women? Like, if a woman gets into a relationship and the guys view her as being more valuable in that way? Like, do you think it works both ways?
When a girl is in a relationship, do you find her hotter than when she's single?
Yeah, there's definitely something about, like, oh my God.
We just looked at each other.
That's why whenever
eyes.
You're dating someone, everybody you've ever loved is like, you know what? I think we have something.
Yeah.
I'm going to start fake dating people.
People do that for sure.
They do. Should we start doing that?
No, we're not going to start. We're not George glassing our way through the next year.
Catch me George glassing my way to the aisle, honey.
Now you faking your own wedding. What's crazier, faking your own wedding or faking your own funeral? Funeral.
No, wedding.
Wedding?
Wedding's like cuckoo. Wedding's like cuckoo, cuckoo. You know what I mean? It's like cuckoo, you know? But faking your own funeral is like, oh, they just wanted to know if anyone loved them. Faking your own wedding is like, I'm going to make everyone think that someone loves me.
But faking your own funeral is like, I'm going to make everyone think I'm gone.
Yeah.
That's also nuts, too.
That I find a little tickle in.
No.
That's my kind of cuckoo. I'm not a fake my own wedding. I'm a fake my own fune. We had a kid in high school who faked his own death for a whole day, and it was traumatic.
What do you mean?
His friends just called us and they were like, Damien died last night. And we were like, what? And they're like, yeah, he got in a car accident, he died. And we were like crying at school all day. We were so sad. And then we brought flowers to his house, to his mother, and his mother was like, he's alive in his room.
No.
Yeah. And he was just sick that day.
No. Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. Okay.
R.I.P.
Damien.
And
do you think there are some girls who have faked their own wedding? Like, if Haley didn't get with Justin, the next step was to fake her own wedding.
They have footage of her the second they say I do, and she turns to the camera and she goes, like, she fucking did it.
Finessed him.
Oh, she finessed his ass. These bitches be finessing, sweetie. They be waiting, lurking, their little fans. And then
it's weird.
But
does it go the other way? Like, do you think guys manipulate
this
women?
Is the thing. I think men don't care.
But what if I fell in love with a fan
and I found out that the guy who I fell in love with was strategically planning it for the last 10 years, he was a Kill Tony fan and it was like a thing from the beginning and he didn't tell me, I would feel like I didn't know this man. He's actually a stranger. I could never trust him because the basis of our entire relationship, the foundation was just trying to get with someone that you're a fan of, and it was like dishonest. It wasn't even like I'm a fan and we met and we vibed, you know what I mean?
It's giving Slim Shady, sweetie.
It's giving what's it called, Stan?
Yeah,
it's giving Stan.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Stan. yeah
So but men don't care about that. They're like, men don't care if women use them for their money or fame. They don't.
That's
I don't
why
think
they
so.
Want to be famous.
That's why they want to be famous, so the women can come and be like, oh, you're famous, I want to be with you now. They don't care that someone doesn't actually love them. It's crazy. Men don't actually care about love. I'm telling you, they just like pussy. And then, like, love comes with it sometimes. And they're like, you remind me of my mom, I'll stay with you.
Everything comes back to mommy and daddy issues.
Mommy and daddy plus some mommy plus pussy equals marriage. That's the formula for love in a man's head.
No.
Mommy plus pussy.
Stop saying mommy plus pussy.
Mommy plus pussy.
I don't like the way you're saying it for some reason.
Mommy plus pussy equals marriage in a marriage.
Yeah.
Mommy plus pussy, happy, happy man.
Daddy plus penis, happy, happy woman.
What? Exactly. If you find a guy who acts like he's financially stable, he takes care of shit, he gives like dad energy.
So hot.
Plus some good dick. That'll make you fall in love.
Let me tell you about that good dick, though. The good dick, when you get the good dick, this is the problem. You start rationalizing your normal standards
away. Good dick, I'm like, I don't care if he has no arms and one leg.
I'm like, this man is my husband.
He's got two legs, according to me. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
That's why now I'm being more cautious about who I'm fucking. For now, for this day. Who knows?
Let me tell
you. But then you get horny and then you go through your phone and you go.
That's the problem with being like, I'm being celibate because I did that for like the last like 4 months and then I went crazy. Remember when I went crazy? Not like a lot of people, but what I did do.
What she made up for lost time.
I wasn't fucking a bunch of people, but who
she
I
made
fucked.
Up. But she, no, but the one that she did.
The
fuck.
Damage I did.
Was enough.
Yeah.
I've also done the same.
Because your pussy go cray.
Well, does this happen to you? Okay, sometimes like.
She goes crazy. Have you ever had a pet you kept inside too long and you open the door a little and then it just sprints?
Yeah,
that's what my vagina does.
That's exactly the same. That's exactly what happens with me too. And then also, if I get a little bit of it once I've been outside for the first time, once this pussy's been outside and realizes there's a whole world out there.
She might as well check the next neighborhood. If this street was good, what's on the next street?
Yeah,
in downtown? That could be fun. Sweetie, yeah. Once you open up the floodgates.
Once you open up the wet gates.
The wet gates.
Oh, that's so gross.
It goes hard.
It's so true, though. Because it's like you go through a period of being celibate, and then you fuck, and then you're like, oh, this is what I've been missing out on.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot how good it is.
A little human connection.
A little human connection. But also, if it's not the right, if there's no human connection.
That will set you off. That'll make you feel like a pig. If I have bad dick, I'm like, I deserve nothing. If I have a good dick, I'm like, I'm on top of the world today.
Yeah.
It's like such a different.
I leave the one guy who gives me the best dick. When I leave his house, I'm a different person.
Yeah.
I'm like.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, nothing's bad. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much sex will change your mood.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Do you believe that you could fuck someone who is talented? And get some of their talent energy. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing, Xavier?
Yes, yes. Okay, I believe this. I believe that if someone who's talented would come into my vibrational space, then it would be a good exchange because we would be vibrationally matched already. Mm-hmm. And then it would be like.
But there's more to talent than the vibrational match. More to it than
okay,
just
the talent.
Okay,
I don't think I could fuck John Mayer and wake up tomorrow and sing. If that's what you're asking, but I think maybe.
You could hum a little.
Maybe if I got a little Chris Rock in me, I'd be a little funnier.
Oh.
You ever think about that?
I've never thought about you and Chris Rock fucking. Literally not once, and now I am, and it is bizarre.
It's bizarre.
You and Chris Rock hooking up would be iconic. Chris Rock. He has what?
I think he's a girlfriend.
He's a comedian. None of them have girlfriends.
Shank takes Shank times Rock.
Shank and Rock. Chris Rock on Shank.
Rocky Shank.
Rocky Shank. Shank Rock. Shank Rock. Sarah Rock.
Sarah Rock Shank.
Sarah Rock Shank. Sarah Wine Rock. I like it. I like it. Picasso. I think that would be a good combo.
Like, do you think if you fucked someone, you would get some of their talent? I'm afraid of giving away some of my
That's my issue. I feel like they take it from me.
They're vampires?
Dude,
come
a dude
that.
Leaves and I go, you're welcome. Your life just got better, sweetie. You just won comedic lottery.
Because there's also this thing called, that I found online called the battery effect, where it's like.
Someone drains your battery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you like, if you're both in the same vibrational place, you guys like elevate each other's energy. mm-hmm. based on, because I fuck like monsters and afterward I've been like, ooh, that was bad. I shouldn't let that dark soul inside of me in my 20s.
See, I recently fucked a monster.
Yeah.
And it made me feel more powerful. What's that?
Mental illness.
Dark energy. That's dark energy.
The
ego.
Darkness getting to you.
That's a darkness getting to me. But I was like, you know,
she changed. That's your villain story.
That's my villain era.
Fucked a monster. Now I am one.
That's a log line. The elevator pitch.
Yeah.
So girl fucks a monster. Then she becomes him.
Yeah. That's.
Don't hate it. I don't fucking hate it.
I don't hate it either. One thing about mama and mommy. They love microdosing. They even love macrodosing. And when it's time to microdose or macrodose, there's only one company we use, and that's Schedule 35.
What in the hell?
What?
What in the fuck is going on? What in the Truman Show was that ad? It was like, we don't actually love this company. First of all, don't let Sarah's fake ass voice believe.
It wasn't fake. It felt genuine.
One thing about mama, she loves Schedule 35. What about you?
I was like, I'm sorry. Are they holding us down or do we fucking claw these out of each other's purses on the regular?
Because we're obsessed with Schedule 35. I've said it before. I'll say it again. If you know, you fucking know. Look in the comments. People are always like, got it. It delivered. They're incredible. It's the best company. I love the microdosing. I got to tell you, the psilocybin microdosing is the life for me.
Can I tell you, I thought that what I was delivering was, when I was in there talking about how mama and mommy loved to microdose and macrodose, I thought I was crushing. And then to hear that it felt disgenuine.
It did.
Really? Hurt me, because if there's one thing I fucks with, it's Schedule 35. Go get it. Schedule35.co. What's the discount code?
TB15, baby. Get yourself a chocolate bar. Get the tea. Listen to me. Get the tea. Split a cup with someone you love. Put on National Geographic with your favorite music in the background. Put the National Geographic on mute. Have yourself the best. I'm telling you, have yourself the best night. There's nothing more to say. Enjoy it. Try it out. It will be worth it.
And that's
that. Let's get back into the motherfucking pod. It is crazy. I saved something I really wanted to talk about in my photos and my screenshots. So let's see. Because I said, oh, I'm bringing this up. Oh, there's just a picture. Can you delete that picture of my ass that definitely got caught on camera?
Yeah.
Thank you. Not Xavier jerking off to me next week. And don't check off to that. Did you edit our topless video? No, that wasn't you.
No.
Look me in the eyes.
He didn't. That was a New York editor.
Oh, okay, you're right. Someone still got that footage. Isn't that scary?
Yeah.
Nah, nah, nah.
What are you looking for over there, sweetie?
I don't know. I lost it.
One thing about mama, she gonna wear mommy's shirt onto the podcast.
Oh, I showed my ass again. Sorry. Delete that too. Yeah, I'm wearing your shirt. Sorry.
Shit.
What?
It's a sister relationship.
It is. I didn't even know it was your shirt until you said something.
Yeah, I know. You know what else I've noticed? You stepped up your ring game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You like this one?
I love that one. Where is that one from?
Etsy. And then I got this little butterfly guy.
Ooh, I like that one, too.
Yeah.
Mama's coming with rings, and she's got her nose pierced, sweetie.
Mommy's got a nose pierced. She's got rings. She's living a new life. My name is Allie.
Ooh.
I go by Allie now.
Allie Congdon?
Allie Kong.
You're such a Kim that, like, changing your name to an Allie, like, really does not fucking vibe with me.
Do you know what I tried to change my name to in the third grade?
What?
Casey.
No!
Because I was like, those are my initials, and it's also a name, so I thought it was, like, the coolest thing. And I remember for, like, 2 days, I was like, call me Casey, and everybody was like, no.
No!
And, like, I just couldn't get it to stick, and I was like, my name is Casey!
Okay,
well, and people were like, no. Like, literally to my face, they were like, no.
Yeah, it's weird when you meet someone as a one name. Like, I dated this guy.
But I was 8.
I dated this dude.
Cut me a break.
I dated this guy, Chandler, right? He says his name is Chandler. I meet Chandler. I spend 2 years hanging out with Chandler. Mm-hmm. Time goes on. One day he shows up. Call me Greg.
No.
I am absolutely not calling you Greg.
You can't go from Chandler to Greg. You can't go to a worse name.
You can't. And also, why did you make me call you Chandler if that's not even your real name? You're sick.
Yeah.
As an adult? It's different in, like, elementary school, but as an adult for a grown man, like everyone in Hollywood's so ass backwards. I remember I took like this acting class and the acting coach was like, okay, so Weinchenk's a bit of a name. So let's change it. What do you think about being Sarah?
What?
Like Sarah and then Sarah, like Mike Sarah.
You know what's fucked up is if someone would have told me that at 22, I'd have been like, that's a good idea. Because I would have done anything to think that like it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Remember before you cared about other people's opinions? I mean.
It was a nightmare.
Before you didn't?
It was a nightmare. Everything would affect me so deeply.
Dude, Gerard Carmichael was the person who told me like 7 years ago. He's like, literally don't listen to anyone. It was like, don't take advice from anybody. Nobody knows what they're doing. And it was my favorite advice so far.
That is good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's all just like, shit just happens and you just have to roll with it. Honey.
And the hits keep on hitting.
Yeah.
Who's your first crush?
Miles Marsico. His name is Miles Marsico.
Why do they always have names like that?
Alliteration names. Like, he sounds made up.
Mine sounds racist.
What's yours?
Jimmy Coons.
What was his deal?
He wanted nothing to do with me, and I was absolutely in love with him. He looked like the son from Seventh Heaven with the long blonde hair. But to be honest, I had a crush on the dad from Seventh Heaven.
Same, the pedophile?
Which is crazy because we could have had him.
I know.
We could have. That could have been our man. I didn't know.
I also had a crush on him.
If I knew, yeah, we have daddy issues.
That's weird. If we have daddy issues, we must.
Yeah, Sarah.
We're female comedians.
Yeah, Sarah, why are you even questioning it? If I knew back then that that man liked children, I would have been sending him fan mail. I would have. I would have said, Dear Eric Camden, my name is Kim Congdon. I am 8 years old and I am undoubtedly in love with you.
Undoubtedly.
Undoubtedly
for me at eight. That really drives it home.
Can you look up Seventh Heaven, Mary? What was the brother's name?
The blonde guy, Simon?
Yeah.
Simon with the long hair?
Seventh Heaven, Mary. And Matt Kiss, their brother and sister. Have you ever seen this clip?
No.
Let's see the video.
Why did they kiss?
Tell me this isn't weird.
Well, Seventh Heaven was one of my favorite shows.
Oh, it was incredible.
Stop, I'm not going to kiss you. Okay.
So brother and sister.
Do I touch his face with my hands?
He's teaching her how to kiss.
Anybody touching his face, he touches your face. Or maybe he doesn't look. I don't know. Do we have to do this?
The acting is horrible.
Okay. So close my eyes. And.
Oh, Dad, this is what it looks like.
The pedophile dad.
He's like, that's making me softer than a baby bunny, sweetie. If only you two were a few years
softer
younger.
Softer than a baby bunny? That's so funny. I didn't expect you to say that.
He's like, actually, this does nothing for me. It's not my kind of thing. Yeah, Seventh Heaven was fucking kooky, dude.
I remember, okay, finding out what huffing was from Seventh Heaven. Mm-hmm. I was like, you can get high off paint fumes.
I know.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I know.
It was like a big ordeal. It was like one of them was caught huffing in the bathroom.
Have you ever seen the video of the virgins kissing for the first time?
No. Are you just telling us your porn searches?
Virgins like kissing for first
sister,
time.
Stepsister, stepbrother. She's.
Click on the first one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we did look at this.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we've seen this.
We covered this. This is one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, we have.
Okay. That's how could you guys not remember that? It's iconic.
The virgins.
What was your first kiss?
Camp in the arcade. Spin the bottle, baby.
No, spin the bottle in the arcade at camp.
At camp.
That's the most first kiss I've ever heard.
Yeah, and it was so fun.
It was?
Yeah.
Was it like, boy cute?
Yeah, and I got to kiss two cute boys.
No.
One who I was in love with.
You got a kiss train ran on you the first time?
I got a kiss train, honey.
You got kiss.
The hive is alive. It has been.
You got kiss Eiffel Towered?
Yeah.
Wow.
What was your first kiss?
It was with my friend John.
Okay, how'd that go down?
We were boyfriend and girlfriend. I was 13 and he was 15. It was like a huge deal because the age gap from 13 to 15 is like kind of crazy.
At the time, it feels so crazy.
And we lived in Florida, and you can have your learner's permit at 15, but, like, around our neighborhood, his mom, because he lived, like, 5 blocks from me, so his mom would let him drive to my house to pick me up, and then, so I was, like, 13 dating a guy who could drive.
I was like that, too.
Even though he was only 15. Yeah, but yeah. I was like, oh, I am the queen.
Yeah.
And then, one day I was leaving his house after playing outside with him.
Playing outside? Yeah, that makes it seem so young.
Yeah. Oh, we were just playing in the woods.
We were kicking a ball.
Yeah. And then when I was leaving, his sister was like, ain't you going to kiss her?
No.
Yeah.
Not the sister. Wingmanning his ass.
Yeah.
And then you kissed?
And then he came over and kissed me. Yeah.
Tongue?
No, just a little peck. And then 3 years later, he was my first makeout as well. Or 2 years later or something like that. And then a year later, he dated my best friend, like my very best friend, which I was cool with it. They were like, as soon as, you know, when you see two people come together, like Hormos and Angie, and you're like, this
makes sense.
It is written. You're like, you believe in soulmates suddenly.
Yeah.
They got together.
Nothing hurts more, to be honest.
Yeah.
When you see someone and find their perfect soul.
And you know it's real.
And you're like.
The crazy thing is, my old roommate, when I first moved to LA, I found her on Craigslist. She was a random roommate.
And she's normal.
She's very normal. She showed up on Craigslist, signed a lease. We lived together. I introduced her to my friend Hormos 9 years ago, and they're still together this day. And the crazy thing is, she signed that lease on the day of his birthday before she ever met him.
That's so weird.
And then they met, and they like literally never, you've met Hormos and Angie. Yeah. They've never spent a day apart ever again in the last 9 years. Like, they've been together ever since.
Yeah, but that exists.
But yeah, no, because when my friends Jessica and John met and they got together, everybody was like, four lifers. This is it.
Are they still together?
Yeah. They have three kids.
No!
They have three kids.
No!
Yeah.
That's crazy. What about the first guy who fingered you? Mine was in the movie. We talked about it. It was in the movie Signs.
I can't even remember that.
And
first
I couldn't walk right
fingered.
For like a week because he did it wrong. He did it wrong. He did it
not
wrong.
Him fingering you like he dicked you down.
He fingered me so wrong. He did not know what he was doing because he was like 14.
You're like, his finger was in my ear.
And I was like 14, right? And I remember I had like these really like slutty, like I would go to the movies and I would always wear like the sluttiest thongs to the movies because I was like, I'm at the movie to hook up. Like, that's where it would go down for me.
Oh, the movies are disgusting.
When you're a teen,
the back row.
Did you go to the movies to hook up?
No.
Really?
No, I was a sneak out, spend the night, come back home before the morning girl.
No.
Yeah.
That's too wild for me.
Yeah. Or I would go to my friend Rachel's house and she would always sneak us out. I can honestly not remember the first time I got fingered. It had to be my boyfriend in middle school.
I
think we should bleep out his name.
Okay.
Because he's a criminal now. We don't have to bleep out all this information, but just his name. But he is a criminal now, and he went to prison, and he was involved in some gang shit, and people got their heads cut off, so.
And that's the first guy who fingered you? We're living it all in, sweetie.
And that's the first Now we gotta bleep it out again.
It's fine. There's probably a million of them.
No, there is only one. Yeah, I think he's the first guy to finger me. And his dad used to lie to my mom. Like his dad.
Same with my friend's mom.
What is up with that?
These sneaky moms.
Well, it was a dad. Oh, and he'd call my mom and be like, yeah, we're going to let her over here. And when the sun goes down, well, I would tell her I'm going to Jessica's house, the one who had soul tie. And he's like, then I'm going to drop her off at Jessica's, but I'd just spend the night with them. But he would lie and tell my mom I was somewhere else.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? I would never, ever.
It's such a dad thing. It's such a dad thing to want your son to get laid, I feel like. Don't you?
We're in middle school and he's just like, my son's getting head. It's like so gross. The first time I gave that guy head, I made him wear a condom.
That's so funny.
Because I heard he got a hand job from another girl and I didn't want an STD.
That's like when I went to Planned Parenthood for giving someone a blow job. I get in there and the lady goes, so what are you here for? I go, I gave someone a blow job. And she goes, so what are you here for? And I was like,
no, you didn't say blow job. I remember the story.
Then she said, she goes, oh, it was just a little. And I was like, yeah, it was just a little. She's like, so what do you want me to do? I was like, I don't know. Test me for whatever you can test me. She's like, all right. And then she made me open my mouth. She swabbed the back of my throat. She's like, have a good day. You should get on birth control.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not you going to the clinic for a little.
A little.
No. Hey, if you want a little, sometimes you got to give a little back. Sometimes. I don't know what to say. Yeah.
Oh, it's because I blew a guy who was in college. And I was like,
how old were you?
I was in middle school. Sorry. Like, that's wrong.
I was like, we're going to need more time.
I was in high school.
We have an investigation to do
I
now.
I was in high school.
Okay.
I would drive. I was obsessed with dating college guys when I was in high school. Because I was like, they're free. I would lie to my parents and be like, I'm going to Ashton's house. I'm driving up to Santa Barbara.
How old were these guys?
Probably like 18.
And like, you were like 15?
Yeah, or like 16.
Okay, that's
and
not
I would
too
like
crazy.
Drive to go see them. Like, it was fun.
When I was 17, my boyfriend was 20.
Okay.
And so I wanted to bring him to prom, but he was an adult.
He was a full man.
So this was my school. I asked my principal, I was like, can I bring him to prom? And he was like, if you bring me 50 chicken wings from the chicken wings.
No, no. No, not them supporting underage.
You bring me 50 hot chicken wings from the chicken wing place you're
lying.
A food runner at. No, I swear.
You brought wings in exchange
to bring a grown man to prom. Yeah, dude. Sometimes you gotta get your man to prom, and it takes a little hot sauce and chicken to do so.
You showed up with 50 wings?
Yeah, and I said, can I bring my grown boyfriend to prom now? And he said, yes.
No.
And he came with me.
That's so bad.
I know.
Imagine now a principal's like, you gotta bring me 50 hot ones.
No, I know.
That's
dude.
So bad. That's like underage. You're not even, you're bringing a grown adult and you're 17.
No, I know. I know.
And
dude.
He's like, that's some Florida shit. You bring me some wings and we'll call it even.
I know.
What are you doing over there?
I was trying to show you me going to prom, but it doesn't matter. And then when we were going to prom, we got kicked out.
For what?
I think I've showed these pictures before. I'll send them to you, Xavier. But we got my friend Jessica. She also, my friend Jessica had like the coolest fucking house growing up. Her house growing up was so fun. You know the house that was fun?
Yeah.
Her mom was really, really rich. She owned a bunch of daycare. She was also like a high roller gambler. And she would also flip houses. Like, she was just like hands in every pot.
Right.
I remember when we were like 14, I think we found like a grand or something or 2 grand in one of her suitcases. She would like tell us like if we cleaned out her suitcase, we could keep the money that was in there. And we found 2 grand and she was like, you guys can keep that and party or you can invest it into some land around here because it's really cheap right now. And you guys can.
Land?
Yeah. Okay. And we should have fucking done that. But instead we had a party. Yeah. But her mom was really cool and she lived at this Disney mansion. Xavier, can you look up Disney Mansion, Melbourne, Florida?
What's a Disney mansion?
She lived in this huge. Yeah.
I'm listening.
She lived in the biggest house in our town. She was like super popular for being. See, yeah, click on
no.
that one. Yeah, that was
the pool like Mickey?
Yeah, on the front. Yeah. Click on it. So.
You had a party there?
I basically lived there. At one point, they tried to take me through court, take me away from my parents, and adopt me. I was there all the time.
They tried to take you from your parents?
Yeah. See that little red room? That was my friend Jessica's room. And that side of the house was like a guest house. That's where we would have the parties. And that was like the main house. And yeah, let's like
this
scroll.
Is sick.
Let's like scroll through some of it. You could see the lake in the backyard. She had a huge lake with a water trampoline. And then you could see like back here in this corner, that was like a Wet and Wild style water slide. Yeah, that was the lake.
This is where you lived, basically?
This is where I basically spent all my time in high school. You could see the inside of it. The pool area was so fucking sick. Yeah, scroll through them, Xavier. Just click on them. And then, yeah, everything was Disney themed. Like, her little sister's room was Cinderella. Hers
I'm on board.
Winnie the
you
Pooh.
See my shirt, sweetie.
Yeah, keep going down. Keep going down. See if there's any of the inside. It was themed everywhere. And so her house was like the party house. And her mom would be out of town. And we would just throw the biggest parties. That was the living room.
Did you guys ever trash the house?
No, we never trashed the house.
The idea of having, like, being an adult with a house and then having my 16-year-old throw a fucking party in my house is so triggering to me.
Doing anything crazy.
But
we were drinking, like, natural lights. Yeah, because I don't want to get sued. But, like, not for any other reason. Like, I don't think 16-year-olds are, like... I don't know. I would hope that I would have a 16-year-old that wouldn't trash a place when hammered. That's like a certain kind of 16-year-old. I don't know.
But maybe your kid wouldn't, but there are other friends who come over. They're throwing up on the couch. Yeah,
That's what it was. It was more of a lot of vomiting and stuff.
A lot of vomiting. Yeah. A lot of vomiting in high school with the drinking.
Yeah.
Do you think that's down now? Do you think less people...
Oh, yeah, look at the rooms. The rooms were like trippy.
What?
I don't think that was one of the rooms, but they all look something like that. Yeah. So we would party in that house.
A Disney adult mansion?
Yeah.
Sign me up, sweetie.
Yeah. And we would go hard. And, like, people would want to come to her parties, and we'd be, like, snobby about it. We'd be like, this person's not getting in. And we'd be at the gate, like, letting certain people into the parties. It was so fun. I loved being friends with Jessica. She was also so cool. Like, so funny and goofy.
What?
And she had really, really big boobs and a really big butt.
No.
Yeah.
What a queen.
Look at that pool.
Look at that gate.
Look at that fucking pool.
But you had a pool party there?
Yes.
I want to go there now.
I remember
now.
When that was being built.
I want to go there now.
I know. It was so fun.
That looks amazing.
I'll call her and see if we could come by.
Call Jessica
as a 30-year-old
tonight.
Woman.
Tonight.
As a 30-year-old woman.
Today.
I'm going to call Jessica. Yeah.
I know what shirt I'm wearing, sweetie. I'm wearing it right now.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And we would throw crazy
parties. So did you guys go to court to try to get her parents to adopt you?
Well, my mom would kick me out all the time and be super crazy. So her mom was like, we're going to emancipate you. But then I was so trauma bonded to my mom that I'd be like, I can't do that to her.
Right.
Even though I definitely probably should have.
Right.
But I would just stay there until, like, my mom threatened to call the police on them. Like, I would literally stay there and my mom would be like, release my daughter. And no. Their parents would be like, no.
No.
Sometimes, yeah. It got dramatic a few times.
It's like some Jerry Springer shit.
Yeah.
With going down at the Disney Mansion,
yeah,
sweetie.
Dude.
What?
Yeah, the Disney Mansion went hard. Yeah. I have some of my best memories there.
What are some of the times you got
the
into
movie
trouble?
Theater, yeah.
Like, did your mom ground you?
Yeah, I got grounded a lot.
Same.
Actually, I was like always grounded.
Same.
Like constantly.
Same.
Because I gave attitude.
Same.
I was like, I love to slam my door.
Same.
I would even like, we had stools by the bar. I would knock them over.
No.
Oh, yeah. I would get so.
You were bad.
But my mom was also
an
like.
An angsty teen.
My mom's an instigator. So she's not the kind of person that would be like, just say one thing. And I could just go to my room.
It's the Puerto Rican moms.
Yeah.
My mom
would
sweet
like
until she's not.
My mom would like tease me. Like she'd be like, instead of like I'd be like, can I go this place this weekend? Instead of being like, no, you can't because of this. She'd be like, nope. You think you're crazy. And like she would just like keep boiling it and almost like teasing me about the fact that I couldn't go. And then she'd kind of get quiet and go, she thinks she could go. Like it would be like a constant like.
Nah.
And it would. And then she'd do this thing when she was yelling at me. Come here. She'd go, you don't tell. And she'd flick the tip of my nose while she spoke each word to go, you can't go anywhere this week. And it was just so fucking degrading. I remember I would have dreams of fucking murdering her.
No.
Like literally murdering. I don't even like people touching my nose because of that. It would fucking piss me off. But yeah, I was always in trouble. My mom was also like, she liked to use embarrassment as a punishment, which
like
is like super abusive. Like one time when I was 13, I told her I was going to kill myself because I couldn't go somewhere, like very dramatically, and be like, I'd rather kill myself and be dead than live here.
Yeah, one
of those things.
Yeah.
And slam the door. And then like an hour later when I'm crying in my room, like the door opens and it's all of my friends, including John, Jessica, all my neighborhood friends. And my crush, Brian, she brings them all in the room. She's like, tell them. And I was like, what? Tell them you want to kill yourself. Tell them how you're going to do it. She wanted me to describe my suicide to my friends. I was so embarrassed. I was like, I was kidding.
No.
Yeah.
She got the whole neighborhood
involved. One time.
That's insane. That is insane.
One time we got into a fight and she packed all my clothes and threw them out front of my work. I worked at this wing place called Beef O'Brady's, and she put them all in trash bags, and she dumped them, all my stuff, in the streets in front of my work. And so I just had to go out after work. I was 16, working in high school. I was just picking up my clothes from the ground, crying.
Do you know what this reminds me of?
What?
When you took the stone science stuff and you threw it out outside, and you were like...
Now you bring up our past trauma. I'm showing how I'm my mother to you. Yeah, we had.
I was like, oh, this is where she got it from.
I did have to throw some stuff outside. Sarah wouldn't get it.
I just didn't want to. Just being a bitch?
You're just being a bitch. Being a cunt. And I was like, I can't have it because I have to pack my car this weekend. Yes, I had to move. And you're like, I'm just done carrying around that sign. And I'm like,
stone science.
I'm like, cool. It's going in the street, so neither of us are going to have a sign for our show.
So then I had to go, like how you were when you were 16, and I was like, fuck her. I'm like putting the stone science shit in my car, like the lab parts.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, dude. It was a fucking journey. What else did my mom do to punish me? I would get my phone taken away for like months. But did you used to go buy the minute ones?
No.
Oh, I would go buy the minute ones at the gas station and still talk to my friends.
What?
Yeah. You have a burner, baby.
You had a burner phone?
Yeah.
That's genius.
You know who got me my first burner phone?
Oh.
My girl, Jessica. Yeah. Yeah. Her mom took us to Vegas one time.
Did she give you money to gamble?
She gave us money to gamble. We went to a salon, had a full spa day. No, we were 15. Oh, we didn't gamble.
Yeah.
We went and saw a bunch of shows. We went on the Stratosphere. Do you know what the Stratosphere is? Look up the Stratosphere rides. I mean, we were dangling off the edge of a building for fun. We were out of control.
I know that ride shut down.
Yeah, because someone fell off of it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were, that was us on the X Scream.
I want to be a fun mom like Jessica's mom.
Yeah, me too.
Welcome to the Disney pool.
Come on in, get on drunk.
I mean,
get fingered. Who cares?
The Disney pool.
Get fingered. Who cares? It's Disney.
You're not going to be a little more magical.
They had a gut. They had a go kart track.
No,
in the back you could ride go karts.
That's luxurious. I wasn't expecting you to hit me with the Disney mansion, and I can't believe you've been sitting on this. This is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Till right now. Yeah. I had this one friend whose mom was a set designer.
Mm-hmm.
So inside her house, she had it was really fun. Like, especially for me, because I like all quirky trinkets and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She had like this statue of American, what's that guy? The Sam guy?
Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam, but he was black, and we would get fucked up. And I remember we would talk to him like he was part of our friend group, and just playing around with all the different props in her room and get hammered. And she was, and this girl, she had three older brothers, and they all played sports, and they were all so fucking hot. And we would go there, and the mom would be like, who wants shots? We'd be drinking with the mom.
She was the cool mom, yeah.
She was the cool mom.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that there is, I obviously wouldn't condone my kid drinking in high school, but I don't see anything crazy about having a drink or two when you're 16, 17. Call me crazy.
Like what? Like wine?
Like a beer, two beers. Everyone does it when you're in high school.
I'm just I would rather them, honestly, would you rather them smoke weed?
Yeah, but they're going to do both is the thing. Kids don't rather smoke weed. They want to
get drunk. You got to get your kids now. You got to be like, you're going out there. You're going to prom. Here's your fentanyl test.
Yeah. Yeah, sweetie. These kids are doing Molly. Sweetie, they're way far advanced. And we were drinking Natty Light. These kids are doing DMT and having foursomes.
I know.
I'm like, they are all gay and doing psychedelics. It is a whole different thing than
they're
it used
getting
to be.
A train ran on them.
They're
a
not
gender
even.
Fluid train no, ran on them.
A gender fluid train. Whoa. What a different life.
A gender fluid DMT.
I was given head with condoms, and they're over here doing DMT gender fluid trains.
But do you think that, or do you think that I've heard that this generation is less sexual because of the internet and stuff? Like, everyone's so preoccupied with their phone. I mean, I'll tell you this. If I would have had a phone and I could go on, if my boyfriend in high school would have had an Instagram, that would have been really bad for me.
Yeah. I mean, MySpace top 8 was
oh yeah
just as bad. Sweetie, and remember when you'd be dating a guy and you'd start dating him and you'd be like second, but his girl best friend would be first?
No. That's horrible. Yeah. That happened to you?
Yeah. It'd be like someone that he'd be best friends since like third grade, and it'd be his first one. And then it'd be like me and then all of his friends, and I'd be like,
Ugh, do you remember the song you had on your MySpace page?
I had so many. It depended on my mood, who I was breaking up with. It was Lovers and Friends for a while.
Of course it was.
Uh-huh. It was Lovers and Friends.
I deleted my MySpace maybe 7 years ago. That's crazy. It kept popping up, and I had to like.
Dude, I had an embarrassing photo. Look up. Let's see if it still exists. Photo bucket. Kimbo Joe 123.
No.
Yeah.
Kimbo Joe 123.
Yeah. Joe with an E.
No.
I think it's that one. Kimbo Joe, the second one.
Yeah. What's in there?
It was bad. It was just me making out with like 12 different guys. Oh.
Damn it.
Is there any other way to find it? Go down. Or yeah, images. Damn.
What about LiveJournal? Did you have a LiveJournal?
I have it in Xanga.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
It was like LiveJournal.
I'd be like, today I'm going to the movies with Gus. That's all. Kisses, XO. It's like, who cares?
You're just getting violently fingered and can't walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this photo bucket, I guess they took it down a few years ago, but up until a few years ago, it had me making out with like 5 different guys. It was just photos of me at like 13, 14, 15, and 16, and there was like 5 different guys, and I'd be like kissing them or like in a bed with them. I was like, I was a little hooker.
How old were you when you first had sex?
Almost 18.
Oh, that's normal.
Yeah.
I was young. I told you, 14.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was I don't even know which hole it's really supposed to go into. Like, how does this even work?
Dude, I've said this before. The first time I had sex, I literally was in class one day.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just in class, in history class one day. And I literally, this is how it happened. I was just in class learning. And the thought of a hard dick popped in my head. Like, I'd never thought of a dick being hard. But suddenly, like, it clicked what hard meant. Like, I don't know why. I was just thinking, and I was like, oh, dicks get hard because they're horny, and then they're, like, hard like rocks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, I want to sit on that.
No!
Like, it literally popped in my head. Like, I remember the thought of being like, I want that in me.
No!
Yes, and I was sitting in history class, and I was just, like, learning, and it must have looked like this.
No.
Yeah, because it just popped in my head. I was just like, oh, a dick gets hard, and that's kind of hot. And then not even an hour later, I texted my boyfriend and I said, let's have sex today.
And then you did.
And then I went and fucked him.
I remember
isn't that crazy?
The first time I saw my boyfriend's penis, mm-hmm. I was so grossed out. I was like, it's veiny. Ew.
Oh, no.
Ew, it's veiny.
You said that to his face?
No, I had to act like it was normal.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember being like, I wasn't expecting it to be so veiny.
It's never what you expect. You expect one solid cylinder. You expect an eggplant or not a cucumber.
No expectations. They only let you down, sweetie. That's what I'm finding.
You see the head, the little ripples around the head.
Ugh.
The tip of the dick, how it splits open.
People say vaginas are ugly.
The tip of the dick looks like a pussy. Look, yeah. Look, Google tip of the dick.
Now we're Googling tip of the dick.
Yeah, it looks like a vagina. Can we do that? Tip of the penis looks. No, just tip of the penis. We don't need
tip of penis.
We don't need a Dr. Seuss at Xavier.
The tip of penis.
Let's see.
That doesn't look like a vagina. Oh, I see what you mean.
No, I don't like it.
I'm good on the tips of the dicks. That's our episode, honeys.
The tip of the dick does give pussy. Look! Look, it splits open.
I know. But have you ever seen...
You guys have a pussy. It's just on a mountain.
Yes.
You have a pussy that's on a hill.
You have a pussy on a stem.
A dick is just a pussy on a hill. Stick. On a stick. A dick is a pussy on a stick.
And that's our episode.
If you have a dick on a stick with a pussy and an ick, like that smash.
Stop. I got it. Yeah.
All right, guys. That was a fun episode. We've officially grossed Sarah out. We'll see you guys next week.
Yes. Make sure to subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends about the show, and then check out our dates and you can find me here every Wednesday, and I mean, sorry, here every Monday and on Chank every Wednesday, patreon.com/SarahWineChank.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you.